ABC News.
Sonia Fain with some of the top finance stories. There's been some strong job figures out of the US just weeks before the United States government reaches its deadline to lift its debt ceiling. More than 200,000 jobs were added in April, despite rising interest rates, chronically high inflation, and a banking crisis that could weaken the economy. The Labor Department says the employment rate dipped to 3.4%, matching a 54-year low. The government noted that while hiring was solid in April, it was much weaker in February and March than it had previously estimated. Here at home, some economists have accused the Reserve Bank of downplaying the impact of excessive corporate profits on inflation. The RBA's forecast tipped both inflation and GDP to slow. The Centre for Future Work's policy director says the central bank is continuing to justify raising interest rates by blaming inflation. Checking the markets, on Wall Street, stocks rallied at the close. The Dow Jones jumped 1.65% higher, the S&P 500 rose 1.85%, and the Nasdaq surged 2.25%. One Australian dollar is buying around 67 US cents. ABC News.